Trevin Wortley graduated from Skagway School in 1982 after playing 6 years of basketball. On November 10th, his family traveled from Juneau to watch his daughter coach his granddaughter at Skagway's Boyd Wortley Junior High basketball tournament, named after his father. Kevin accompanied his mother, Jean. Although a Skagway resident, she's found it too painful to attend the tournament since her husband's death in 2013. Kevin said,
Well, we had 4 generations there, so we were very pleased. And my nephew, Bryce, was also a scorekeeper and referee at the tournament.
In 1976, Boyd was sent to Skagway for a temporary duty at the U.S.-Canada border. He returned home to tell his wife he had found paradise. The family soon relocated. Kevin described his father's dedication to town basketball.
In 1980 or 81, he took over basically the intramural program, which was grooming young basketball players to get them ready for high school basketball. And that was a tradition he carried on until basically he passed. One of the things that he really enjoyed doing was he wrote this weekly newsletter during the intramural season highlighting things that the kids did and handed them out to all the kids.
This homegrown publication was known as the Weedle. Jean explained her husband mentioned every athlete in his newsletter so they would spend time reading. Jean said he wanted children to have self-esteem and confidence. He wanted them to like reading and descriptive words. She described her husband as a Southern gentleman and everything good. To everyone's recollection, the Boyd Wortley tournament started around 1999. Kevin thanked Jeff Kessler for starting the tournament and the O'Daniel family for continuing the tradition.
I don't think I could even name all the people that have been involved in it. It's just basically a community event, and everybody's very welcoming to all the schools that come in.
Boys and girls from Haynes, Floyd Dryden Middle School in Juneau, and teams from Whitehorse participated in this year's tournament. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.